This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Senator John McCain returns to Pennsylvania today. The Republican presidential nominee sees this as one of his last best chances to win a blue state, a state that Democrats have carried in recent elections. McCain has been spending most of his time trying to avoid a loss in traditional red states, as NPR Scott Horsley reports.
On this final weekend of the presidential campaign, when time is scarce, John McCain is spending a lot of his in Pennsylvania. Yesterday, it was the small town of Perkasie in Bucks County, midway between Allentown and Philadelphia.
We need to win in Pennsylvania on November the 4th, and with your help, we're going to win here in Pennsylvania, and we're going to bring real change to Washington.
McCain is hoping to pick off enough conservative Democrats and independents, along with Republicans from Pennsylvania's midsection, to capture the state for the GOP for the first time since 1988. For months now, McCain's been touting tax cuts as the key to reviving the nation's sagging economy. The nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the biggest beneficiaries of his plan would be the wealthiest 20% of Americans. But by repeatedly invoking Joe the Plumber in recent weeks, McCain has managed to repackage his proposal as a boon to small business. And that made an impression on Pennsylvania voter Louise Kennedy.
My son has a small business, and I believe that that is true, that he is for a small business.
Kennedy, who's a follower of Focus on the Family founder James Dobson, is also attracted to McCain by his opposition to abortion.
I'm a conservative first, but I'm also a believer, and I'm a born-again believer, and I believe in what he stands for.
Kennedy was one of several thousand supporters spilling out of an airport hangar in Perkasie. Although polls still show Obama leading in Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Ed Rendell says it's close, and McCain says he's closing in.
When I see this great support, I know we're going to win. I know we're going to win in Pennsylvania. I know we're going to win.
McCain returns to Pennsylvania for two more rallies today, but last night he took a detour to New York for a guest shot on Saturday Night Live. He spoofed Obama's big-budget half-hour TV buy with a cheaper infomercial of his own. Tina Fey played Sarah Palin.
The leadership of the next 4 years will have many challenges, and I believe my experience and my leadership will make a difference.
Also, too, sorry, I need to remind you that there are only 2 minutes left in our Washington Outsider Jewelry Extravaganza.
Are you someone who likes fine jewelry and also respects a politician who can reach across the aisle? If so, you can't go wrong with McCain Fine Gold.
Earlier yesterday, McCain campaigned in Virginia, a state his party has won in every presidential year since 1964. McCain supporters waved signs that said, "Keep Virginia red." McCain told the crowd, "It's up to them."
Volunteer! Knock on doors! With your help, we can win, and we need a new direction, and we have to fight for it. And that's what I've done all my life. We're going to fight. We're going to fight to the end.
With the end in sight, McCain also campaigns today in New Hampshire, where he made the biggest comeback in his career so far. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New York.
To see John McCain's appearance on Saturday Night Live, go to our blog, npr.org/soapbox.